Delegations from North Sudan's National Congress Party and South Sudan's Sudan's People's Liberation Movement will meet in Washington today. The conference, organised by the US envoy to Sudan, could provide a chance for the North and South to settle disputes over the rollout of a 2005 comprehensive peace agreement. The meeting comes ahead of a number of deadlines, including national elections and a referendum on southern secession. Meanwhile, the aid agency Caritas says that poverty and suffering in Sudan's Darfur region and in the south of Sudan are at such high levels there is a permanent humanitarian crisis there. Catholic Church leaders from Sudan, Caritas members on the ground and donors are currently meeting in Rome to discuss how to improve a coordinated humanitarian response. We spoke to Archbishop Paulino Lukudu Loro of Juba from southern Sudan about the challenges the church is facing on key issues concerning the country.
Of course, we are feeling already as a local church, we are feeling more or less that there is something getting difficult for us alone to address, because we have got these big issues coming in front of us, the elections. Next year, at the beginning of next year, they are coming. And then we have got also this referendum in the country. They are all in front of us, very heavy things. How do we cope up with them? Because besides providing support for, you know, humanitarian needs and this and that, we also have, as church, we have to contribute in inspiring, you know, the leaders about what is going to happen with these elections and referendum. So that is also one point in which we are trying to be consulting with our friends as to what we could do best in order to be able to also to take part in these events which are coming soon in the years to come.